Hello, today the church celebrates Tuesday of the third week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 25. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside, at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit, to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Zechariah received good news from the angel Gabriel that his wife Elizabeth, who had been unable to have children, would soon give birth to a special son. This son would have the calling of preparing the people for the Lord. However, Zechariah had a hard time believing this wonderful news. Sometimes we too find it difficult to believe good news because we are surrounded by bad news. We may struggle to believe the good news that comes from God, or we may believe it in general, but not for ourselves specifically. At this time of year, we celebrate the good news that God has become Emmanuel, God with us, through the birth of Jesus, Mary's son. This is good news for all of us as people and as individuals. Christ is with us in every aspect of our lives, surrounding us with his love and guidance. Let us embrace this good news with joy during this special time of year.